Welcome to Tea
with Mrs. S, a podcast about relationships, life, and everything around us.
Hello.
What's up?
Why is that an echo? Is up.
Can you hear an echo?
I think it's coming from your end.
Impossible. Impossible.
Whatever. It's coming from your end.
No. Anyway, ooh, alpha.
I'm well. You sound like you just woke up.
Maybe it's sexy voice because I've been up for a while. Sexy voice.
Sexy is a sexy does. What's up? So, what's happening? What's happening, dude?
I don't know. So, you know, this Olympics, which I don't understand. First of all, it was like, I think everybody was like, why are you guys still having this Olympics? But we're already a year behind because it was supposed to be last year. And then the Japanese are saying, look, we're doing this thing. And then now all of a sudden in the Olympic Village there, apparently they have cases of corona. But what I don't understand is why they thought that that would never happen when we're like in smack dab in the middle of a pandemic.
I don't think they thought it wouldn't happen.
So why is it news that there's a case of corona in Olympic Village?
Because it's the Olympics and there's COVID. So it's news.
It shouldn't be. That's my point. If they didn't real, if you're saying that it wasn't that they didn't think it was going to happen, it shouldn't be news. The fact of the matter is there is a serious pandemic.
Just because you think something shouldn't happen when it happens, it shouldn't be news. I don't get that. It's news. It's news that people want to know.
Nobody wants to know that. It's not news that anybody wants to know. It's happening everywhere right now. The way I started the story, they didn't want this Olympic to continue. There's this uproar, like, why are you still having this Olympics in the middle of a pandemic?
Who didn't want it to continue?
Maybe you're not following the Olympics.
Who's the they? I'm following the
general people, the general, whoever it is that didn't want it. They didn't want it to happen.
The Japanese?
Not the Japanese. Then why are the Japanese having it?
Exactly.
Everybody else but the Japanese. And the Japanese said, no, we're going to go ahead and have this Olympic, pandemic or no pandemic.
Right.
So why are they putting out there that the pandemic is in the Olympic Village? Did they not expect it? This virus is everywhere.
I think that when I listened to all the information and all the stuff that was going on into the preparation for the Olympics, the Japanese have taken a lot of steps and try to mitigate whatever occurrences of COVID that would happen. But I never got the impression from anything I read that they thought that the Olympics was going to be a zero transmission arrangement. They've put all the protocols, they've put everything in place to deal with what will happen if and when and if an occurrence happens. So I don't get it. If they thought it wasn't going to happen, there would be no protocols, there would be no plan B, there would be no contingency for if X, Y, and Z happens. Obviously, they thought it was going to happen. I don't understand. I don't understand why you're saying why should it be news? It's news because
why is it news?
It's the Olympics.
There's pandemic everywhere.
So there is pandemic. Hold on. The Olympics is for watching the games, right? So why are people reporting on the games? Oh, yeah, we're running the 100 meters today. It's news. It's just news.
No. The Olympics is news. The pandemic is not news. The pandemic, it shouldn't be a shocker. It shouldn't be a shocker.
We're in the middle of a pandemic.
It shouldn't be a shocker that somebody has tested positive for the virus.
My point is this. For me, I think it's okay. It's not a big deal. You report the news.
It is a big deal. You're not following what I'm saying. The fact of the matter is, because of this pandemic and how large the Olympics is, not a small localized, you know, golf open or tennis open or whatever. We're talking about different sports, different competitors from all over the world. Okay, so they pushed it back or forward. How do they even say that term? Because it was supposed to happen last year, and I guess the consensus or what the outside body outside of Japan were thinking was just cancel it altogether. I guess is what they were trying to say from the little blurbs I saw here and there. I mean, I didn't really read them, but the bottom line is, why are you having the Olympics? Every time I see the news, why are they doing it? Why are they doing it? But Japan has spent all this money and they've decided, look, we want to go ahead and do it, you know, even though there is a pandemic. So the fact that they're even saying no spectators, or they've cut down the number of spectators that will actually be there. For instance, tennis, a lot of the tennis players are saying, no, they're not going. They're not going to be spectators. What's the point? So some of them, a lot of them have dropped out. So they've cut down on that. So they do, you're talking about protocols, and I'm not talking about Japanese's plan of handling the pandemic. I'm saying the outside world, you know, they're going at them because they refuse to cancel it. And they're bringing up this topic of somebody has the virus. And I'm thinking to myself, what were they expecting? There is a Delta variant right now that is even more virulent than any of the other ones that were here before. What was the expectation, that nobody was going to get it or nobody was going to be in the Olympics with the virus? That's I what I'm saying.
I'm not losing any. What is the point to the news is different from why is it news?
Yeah, why is it news and what is the point to the news? Same thing. Different for you, but same to me. There's no, every single day here in Denver, someone, now these numbers, they've opened everything up. They're encouraging people to have block parties and things like that. And the numbers have skyped. The numbers have skyrocketed. You know, these things that they had gone down before, but more people are, the numbers are creeping back up. And they're saying that, well, the vast majority of the people who are dying now or who are getting the virus are the people who haven't been vaccinated. But the point is, those numbers are still coming up. So what I'm saying is, why is there a shock to this whole thing?
If people are reporting on the fact that once we open up, the virus goes up and unvaccinated people are dying, why can't they report that there's a virus occurrence in the Olympics? My point is this, it's all expected. As you said, the expectation, even in the UK, that they're every place that they're opening up now is that as they open up, cases will go up, deaths will go up. Majority of the deaths will be from people who are unvaccinated. Breakthrough transmissions will occur. All that is already factored in.
I think it's just, to me, it's their way of deterring people from the Olympics. That's my thing.
But yet when it happens, people report it as news. So I hear you. And you may well be right. Who knows what the media agenda is or what the people that are controlling the media agenda hope to gain by moving the news in that direction. That's obviously a possibility, but it's still news. People still need to know. If you want to go to the Olympics, you need to know what's happening in the Olympics. Is it 100 meters today? Is it 200 meters today? Is it
that's news? Today? That's news.
Is there a virus?
That is news.
That's all news.
The virus should not be news.
It should be.
I'm saying there is no part of this world. There's no part in this entire world where this virus does not exist right now.
If I am going,
there
to
is
the
no
Olympics,
part in the world that the virus does not
I
exist.
I agree.
So you're not going to. You're not going to go to Tokyo for the Olympics and think there's no virus.
No,
that's all. That's
but
what
how,
I'm
however, I if I'm going to watch the 100 meters or I'm going to watch the 200 meters, I would like to know how many people, what the probability of the number of people that are infected are.
That's crazy. You know, if you don't already know it, then you have a problem. If you're in your neck of the woods and you now travel somewhere, when there is a global pandemic, the actual number is, whether it's 1 or 50,000, doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is there is a pandemic. So what you're trying to find out is what? You're going
to, what I'm no trying to of find out there's is no pandemic. As I am making my decision and taking my calculated risk, I want to be sure that the information I had prior to taking the risk of traveling, like if I decide to travel, okay, I'm vaccinated, number one. Okay, I know that my risk is reduced. I'm wearing my mask, number two. I know my risk is reduced. When I'm flying, I try to make sure I fly either with a private jet. I'm reducing my risk. So I'm saying at every step of the way, I'm checking things to see, okay, how am I reducing my risk factor? Just because I choose to take a calculated risk does not mean that at every step of the way, I'm not going to be checking the stats at every
point. It's still not news. What are the stats? Where you are right now? What are the stats in Chicago? What are the stats? You don't have it at your fingertips right now. No, as I'm asking you, is it important to you when
because
that's
I'm
where
in
you
my
live?
House, safe and sound.
Okay.
No COVID
the bottom line is, I think it's ridiculous for anywhere you're traveling to right now.
I had
now.
A guest.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Anywhere you're traveling right now, the pandemic is there. I don't care what corner of the world you go to, the pandemic is there. So you have to protect yourself. If you're saying to yourself, well, I'm going there, then you know that you're going where there's pandemic, period. So you gotta protect yourself. It is not news. You're not listening to what I'm saying. You're just ready to tell me your guest. Let me finish what I'm saying. Let me finish. Then you can tell me about your guest.
No. This is relevant. The point I'm trying to make is this, and it's all in the scheme of this. As you said, protect yourself. But I had a guest yesterday. I knew I was vaccinated. Did it make a difference to me? Was the information that he or she was vaccinated vital? But I asked, are you vaccinated? The person said, yes. I said, okay, you can enter inside the inner caucus.
If the person
had said no, I would have been like, okay, let's meet outside.
No, but that's my point. Why wouldn't it be important? This is somebody coming to your house. It's somebody
so
you know that's coming
so
to
when
your
I'm
house.
Going to the Olympics,
when you go to the Olympics, you don't know anybody. So you have to work with the assumption that everybody has the virus. That's what you're going to be working with. Everybody has the virus. You have the luxury of asking your guest, have you been tested? Have you taken a vaccine? They can ask you, unless you ask them to show
their vaccination card.
Hold on. Unless you ask them to show you their vaccination card, anyone can tell you anything.
But
the bottom line is you yourself, are you vaccinated? You yourself, are you going to be wearing a mask? You yourself, are you going to make sure you're washing your hands every step of the way? That's what you're going to
do. Are those not to some of the protocols that are expected in the Olympic Village? It is expected that everybody is tested. It is expected.
What does that have to do with anything? You're making my point for me.
You're not going to publish the number What is the essence of testing if you're not going to provide that information?
My point is that it is news. It's not news. Maybe you don't understand what I mean by saying it's not news. Nothing about the pandemic is news right now. If you're still walking around with some kind of daze that there is no pandemic or people aren't dying, you have a problem. Something's wrong with you.
It is
the point. The bottom line. The bottom line.
If it wasn't news.
The bottom line is. The bottom line is. But this argument is pointless because I don't think you understand what I'm saying. You're going on and on about news. Anything is news. What we're doing right now is news. What I'm trying to say is they have been trying to shut down this Olympics. Japan says, no, we're going to go ahead and do these things. What is the, why would they not expect that? You will never let me finish what I'm saying before you get ready to ask. What's your question?
My question is, with the quote unquote news of there's a virus or COVID virus in the Olympic Village, can the Olympics be canceled today?
Yes.
So they will wake up and just cancel it all.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. They can do that.
I don't think so. But
they can do that.
So, I don't
it's
think
about
so.
The number of I people. Think... There's the Olympic Village where the contestants, the Olympians have to live. If someone has the virus there, let me go back to tennis. There are a lot of these Australian tennis players who have not returned to Australia because of the lockdown and all the stringent protocols they're using to protect Australia to try to calm down the virus spread and things like that. People who, there was a whole, I don't, if you don't really follow tennis or whatever, but there's a whole thing about that. You're talking about the players, you're talking about all the other people who are there to help the players and things like that. If it's going to be too much, if it's going to be stressful on the different countries who have to come there, especially we're talking about the world. We're talking about countries that don't have access to vaccines or treatment. Everybody's landing in Tokyo or wherever else they're going to be doing the Olympics to perform and to participate. Now, if the story is that, people have the virus in the Olympic Village, people can decide not to go. As I told you, a lot of tennis players have refused to go and play tennis for their country. For one reason or another. So all that money.
So the few tennis players that show up are the ones that will play and win, right? It's not like they're going to cancel the Olympics.
You asked me a question, a hypothetical question, and I answered your question hypothetically.
No.
Clearly, Japan is not. You said
you ask you a hypothetical question.
How is it a real question?
You asked me if this news that they're giving all these things because you said and I and if I'm quoting you correctly, you said all these other people that the reason why they're making all the fuss about COVID is that they were never in support of the Olympics taking place in the first place and they want it canceled. And my question was, okay, let's accept that as a premise. Let's accept everything you said.
So doing that is hypothetical.
With all, hold on. No. And no, you because
how I'm am I part of OIC? Am I part of the Olympic Committee?
Okay.
How can you be asking me a question? It's hypothetical. I'm giving you an answer. I have no bearing on that.
So let me be clear. I don't believe that the Olympics can be canceled at this late stage.
Okay.
Is out there for the value of news. It is not.
It's not out there for the value of news. Right now, if someone tells you that people in the Olympic Village have the virus, you and you yourself, one of the participating whoever's, can decide, oh no, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do it.
That's fine. That's my choice.
The point I'm trying to make, nobody said it's not your choice. We're digging into parts of this topic that are unnecessary. All I'm saying is they didn't want this Olympics to go on. And as far as I'm concerned, this talk about someone having the virus in the Olympic Village or whatever is just a way to take bad publicity to the thing and to potentially cause more countries not to show up and things like that. When the fact of the matter is there is a global pandemic. There is no corner in this world where there isn't the virus. So you should have known that this was going to happen. You telling me that somebody has the virus in Olympic Village is for what?
It's for news. Somebody has the virus in Olympic Village. It's news. what I'm
done with it. Let's move on. Exactly. Let's move on because you clearly don't understand what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, but let's move on. The big picture of what I'm saying. No matter what it is that comes out, the Olympics are not going to get cancelled. They've come this far. They didn't come this far to back out. So whether it is five countries that show up or two countries that show up, the Olympics will go on, whether or whether.
The Olympic got cancelled last year.
But it was cancelled.
No, it was cancelled last year. Olympic is supposed to happen every 4 years. 2020 was when it was supposed to happen. Next one, 2024. Next one is still going to be 2024. They picked the countries who are going to do it ahead of time. These preparations take years to happen. And yet they cancelled it. So whether they've done the preparation or whatever, anything can happen today. Today, with all the loud mouths and all the please don't wah, 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 today, Tokyo can say, you know what? Forget about this Olympics. Let's just cancel it altogether. It can happen. They canceled it last year. Nothing is stopping them from canceling it this year. Nothing. So
okay, let's be watching.
What are we watching? I didn't say they're going to cancel it. I never said it. That's why I said it's a hypothetical question. I'm not in the committee. What I'm saying is there's a possibility it can happen. After all, they canceled it last year. So that's all I'm saying. But anyway, I'll be watching because me, I like Japan things. I like the way the Japanese do things. So I go watch.
Oh Lord, this is right.
So you know this what's that girl Chidima, whatever. You know that she's now saying that her initial story was not accurate or whatever, that she didn't kill the guy.
Do you remember? Just and I'm going to segue a little bit when we were talking about this particular issue, and there was something I said to you, and you're like, "Oh, it has no bearing on it," and I was telling you how the house helps or the butlers that live with people do not want to be the ones to break the doors open or whatever, because they don't want to be the ones to quote unquote find them dead. Because if they do that, they will be the first suspect and they will pick them up immediately. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to tie it into saying, because you were asking, why didn't she call the police? Why didn't she do this? And I was trying to say, this may be a reason why. I'm not carrying water for anybody. In the case that we're talking about, at that particular point, we were saying, if you did it and you claim it's an accident, sure, you could have Kukuma called the police. But obviously, she did not want to be picked up, which doesn't make sense because she was still picked up at the end of the day. Talking about what you're talking about, her changing her story, did you notice that when she was talking, she said, yeah, that when she came back in and she found him, she didn't want to call the police because she didn't want them to feel that she was responsible. I'm not talking about whether she's telling, obviously we know she's telling lies, we just don't know which story is true and who and what and which and where. But that's kind of key to what I was trying to say. We don't know if she, I don't even know. What do you think? Do you think she did it?
See, the thing is, she's the very first one when they were parading her in the streets and she was talking to all these people and she mentioned her international phone number. Doing that, I immediately thought, this girl must be, you know, hooked up with a group of, you know, these 419ers who use phones to... This is probably one of her ways of getting money. That's what I immediately thought of. I was like, something's off with that comment. You know, why she said that. You know, I don't know why she changed her story. At least her first story, you feel sorry for her because you think, well, this guy, you know, raped her or whatever. That's what she was insinuating by what she said. But now she's making it seem as if there was no rape involved. They had fun together. He asked her to go and get some money or whatever, go out or whatever. When she came back, he was there.
I think
they're saying he was tied up and he was bleeding or whatever nonsense, you know, they're now saying, because I haven't seen any pictures of the crime scene or anything like that, but a lot of people are saying that he was tied up, that there's no way she could have tied him up. And then for her to say she came back and that's how she found him.
Actually, one of the guys, just to piggyback off what you're saying, one of the, I don't know, his cousin who was on one of the TV interviews said, he says, and I've seen him 7 times, that the way they tied him was so tight that the rope cut into his hands. Wow. That's what he said. Oh, I don't know.
I mean, that's bananas. So clearly, okay, she had, the way it's sounding is as if her whole, you know, criminal group, you know, maybe she set him up like, God, this guy, I'm going to have him all to myself in this spot. This is how we'll share the money. You know what I mean?
I don't know. You know, there's still the other conspiracy
theory. That's what it's sounding like. What conspiracy theory is that?
The one you brought up now about the...
The wife.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a whole bunch. The fact of the matter is all centered around this girl. She keeps changing her story. Somebody has probably promised her something or whatever.
What I don't understand and what I can't wrap my head around is this is a murder investigation. The girl is 21, so she's young. She's not a child, but she's young. The first thing they should have done was to have given her the right to counsel. I don't understand.
Are you in America or Nigeria? Where are you?
Even in Nigeria, you are allowed the right to counsel.
Nigeria, that's every time one. They catch no, hold every on, hold time on, they catch on, criminals. I'm going to hold on in a second. Now. But every time they catch criminals, I haven't seen where they've said these are the criminals and this is their counsel. Every time they catch the criminals, immediately there's press, and right there and then they're asking them, tell us about this crime.
That may be as a result of what you call it, the double class system. I don't even know how to explain what I'm trying to say. If she was the child of, God forbid, Dangote or Tedola or whatever, and was caught up in this, you better believe she would have had counsel and she will not be in front of the newspapers. So it might just be the different societal, what is it?
That's why I asked you what country are you talking about.
In Nigeria, if this happened to an Otedola's child or a Dangote child or a Dinuka child, that child would have counsel. They would not be paraded in front of the...
You are still making my point. You're still making my point.
Anyway,
what country are you talking about?
Let me say the question I'm there to ask. Question still is, so every single time we've seen this girl, they've put her in front of newspapers, press people. It's like the journalists are doing the job of the investigators. I don't get it. Like that second interview, I listened to one of the, the CPs or whatever. And he was like, oh, that interview was done a long time ago. It wasn't recent. It was only just released.
But my point is, which one?
The second one. Yeah.
They say that second one was done before the actual...
No. It was not. No, it was done. I think he said it was done after the first one, the parading one. But it was just not done in a recent time frame. But my question still is, why are we seeing all these? Why is it the journalists are interviewing this girl? I don't understand, though. This is a murder case. I don't get it.
I don't understand why you don't get it. You see how you're saying that one was news. I'm saying, how don't you get it? You're talking about Nigeria. Up is down, left is right. People do things. Every time I've seen them, they just caught these guys who broke down, who did this. They will just parade them, and what the police officer or whatever is there. Here are the criminals, you know. Here, what did they say? They, even if they catch you,
and their confession is
innocent
until proven guilty.
Yes, even if they catch you gone, you're innocent until proven guilty, or supposedly.
I don't know about that.
When you're not black.
If
you're not black, if you're a different complexion, a different race, they will catch you. You're innocent until you're proven guilty. In Nigeria, it's not even a matter of innocence or whatever. Once they catch you, you're guilty. So now, before we even start taking anywhere, just punch, guardian, people should come. Oh yeah, tell us how you started. And then these people start spilling. They start telling you their whole life history.
Chatting nonsense, really.
I don't know if it's nonsense. They're telling you what they did, how they came about stealing and this.
I don't know.
So this particular
world is full of made up shit. People sometimes talk out of their asses.
Well, you know, these ones are not talking out of their asses. If they caught them with guns and bullets and saw them and did all those things.
I hear you, but I'm still saying that.
In fact, most times they are lucky that it was police that caught them and not the regular citizens who are quick with tire and kerosene. So
they'll just burn you.
Exactly. So it's a different. We can't compare all these people because I've seen all the different videos. You see all these different people commenting below it. Why doesn't she, just like the questions you ask? And I'm like, why are you acting as if you don't know how Nigeria operates? What does that have to do with anything? You know. And as far as she has confessed, she says she killed. Well, my thing is. She's now changing her story, and I don't understand why.
She's changing her story, and you know what I was even thinking? Because they were saying the guy who was paraded as her father, the one who was defending her, is actually her guardian, and took over her care, I think, from her mother, or I don't remember how it came about. But who said that? The news reporters when they were reporting on the story.
Meanwhile, she said that's her father. She said that when she was younger. I'm going by what she said. I'm not talking about a reporter. I'm saying what she said. She said when she was younger, she stayed with her uncle. Okay? She wasn't with her mother. She stayed with her uncle when she was younger. When they arrested her, it was her father. She was in her father's house. That's where she was.
Apparently, so the story is changing. She made him. Apparently, she made him, or I don't know how they put. You know how they use the words in Nigeria sometimes when they're speaking English and they're not actually conveying what they're trying to say, because they called him her adopted father. Not that she's his adopted daughter. Anyway, his adopted father, but he's not her biological father. Her biological father is late.
That's not what she said.
Her biological father is late. Her mom is remarried. They give out all her full details, her original name, her mother's name, her mother's then name, and her mother's new name. But that is neither here nor there. But what was even striking to me is the guy who adopted her, who, you know, has said that he's standing by her till the end. You know, he's not going to abandon her. In this situation, and a part of me was like, are they really adopted father and daughter? Is this guy sleeping with her? What is the real? I mean, you know, because your mind just goes everywhere. Because it's like
she said, she told her father she's going for Usher business.
Is he part of the conspiracy theory? You know, are they in business together? It's just your mind just starts going everywhere because it's like, oh. It's too much.
Meanwhile, in other news, which is also on the Nigerian plane, I don't know if you ever saw this, and I would keep telling you, I'm gonna need you to open up a Facebook account real quick so that you can get into these stories. There's apparently some Sierra Leone woman who was getting kicked out of her house. EFCC was coming to collect the house from her, and the story is that for 30 years she was Mike Adenuga's
side chick
mistress. 30 years.
Side chick. I know. I saw that one.
And she was crying and wah, 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 wah. He's accused her of embezzling or something like that. I read some other news that she has returned and her co-conspirators, those ones, to have returned part of the money that was stolen, you know, but she hasn't returned all the money she stole, and which is why EFCC was there to collect her house. But the video was her screaming and shouting that for 30 years, she gave her life to Mike Adenuga, that no children, no this, no that. And I'm like, is that even a thing? Is it possible that someone can be aligned to another person for 30 years, and not in a marriage sense, like be a kept woman, you know, a mistress or whatever, for a man as wealthy as Mike Adenuga, you know, he's one of the richest men in the world, right? And she doesn't have anything to show for it.
I will tell you what I said. First off, if that's true, there needs to be an association for side chicks. They need to have rules and regulations, and they need to understand what they should and should not do. If you're coming out of a side chick arrangement with a wealthy man for 30 years and you have nothing to show for it, whose fault is that?
There's a serious problem. Something's wrong with you.
I get it. It's so sad. It's wrong. But like, maybe she got caught up in the moment. Look, I will tell you what I said when I first saw it. I was like, why are we even discussing this? Like, I don't see why I'm discussing this, because...
Why is it news?
Exactly.
that's the real news.
It's gossip.
That one is news.
This is gossip.
That one is news. Because 30 years.
Do you remember?
Even if you didn't tell the whole world that this is the guy you're with.
Forget it.
30 years you're with a multi-billionaire.
Babe.
And you're crying that they're collecting house for you. Some of you to say, carry it. I have four or five somewhere else.
Babe, in the past, even when women were married to men, there were some mothers who used to tell their daughters, when you marry a guy, especially when women were not as financially stable as they are now, or financially independent, this is the wife. And as the man is giving her housing allowance, she's dividing the money into two and keeping one in a nest egg just in case. Perchance.
At the end of the day, maybe Nigeria is different here. If you're married to somebody and you say people are divorcing, court will help you decide how you share the money. Money will be shared. You are a mistress You're a mistress for 30 years. And you... there's no... She was jumping up and down. Hold on. I'm like, how can you be... that, you know, sad? You were dating a multi-billionaire. You're dating somebody who is so rich. Listen, carry the house. I have four or five in other countries. And she's not even Nigerian, by the way.
Well,
she's Sierra Leone or whatever.
A couple of things I want to say here. One is, the laws that are helping women, like you say, now if you get a divorce, the courts will help you. Let's remember, the law of this evolution or advancement is fairly recent. In the past, women belonged to men, you know, chattel and everything. They were just property. Things have evolved over time.
That's why they were protected, and that's why marriage was the thing to do. Because in California, why do you think people don't want to get divorced in California, especially when the man is the rich one and the woman doesn't have the money? Prenuptial or no prenuptial, she gets half. So they go to
this,
to
but
other
this
states.
All these laws are not laws that have always been. What's the word I'm looking for?
Well, for as long as I've been in this country,
we are fairly young in the world in terms of world.
But what's the point in going back then? Let's talk about the now. We're talking about this woman who has been, at least in the last 30 years.
That's been the situation. Yeah, the point I was trying to make is that even in other places, even the wives themselves have the good sense to even protect themselves beyond what they think the courts or the systems are going to do. You find women who are married to a lot of wealthy people sometimes, or even the mistresses, they'll be, why do you think they buy all these designer bags?
And even here, actually.
The value is in, at least if something happens, I can sell these things.
Even
they're
here.
Building what was their it? Asset was it? Portfolio.
Was it, do you watch this court shows, the, you know, Judge Judy, People's Court, all of the different
From time
ones.
To time.
Yes. There was even a case that they brought to the judge. Some guy or some girl, she's been side chicking for this guy or whatever. And he said he was going to marry her and all that stuff. And this was big news. It was Paramore or something like that. And then he never married her. But she believes that she's owed certain things, you know, for and I think she even won the case, if I'm not mistaken. So even this one, she wasn't even married. She was like, I was with him
if he was not married, if he was single and they lived together and she could establish a common law wife. Yeah, she's definitely.
This hasn't even come on. I don't even think it was even a common law situation, because that one is the same. That's almost the same as marriage in some states here. It was a completely different thing, but it was weird. And I was like, really, they can do this? You know, you can say, yeah, I'm side chick and he owed me this and wah, 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 wah. I was like, that's interesting. So not to talk of 30. No, come on now. No,
they need rules and regulations for side chicks. I've said it. So that people going in, you understand, it's not a lifetime gig.
It's not as if she was dating one raggedy chingon boy. You are dating Mike Adenuga. And I think she was also his secretary or something like that. I don't know.
Right. You know, the story has not been validated, quote unquote.
I saw the video and then I was like, wait, because I don't like to stop at, anyone can put a video and say, here's what's going on. So I went and I took the lady's name, which is how I found out that she's from Sierra Leone and that she had been accused of.
And this was in an authentic.
It was in a Guardian or somebody, one of them, it's on there. And they're talking about how much money that she had taken, like 300 something thousand dollars. And they're collecting the money like in Naira.
It's like a bucket. She had
some co-conspirators and he had accused her of bilking the money. I think she was supposed to take the money to go pay for some licensing or something like that, and instead of doing that, she diverted the funds to her own account. So these are the things that they had accused her of, and her and the other people who are involved had returned a bulk of the money. And the rest of it, she was supposed to, and she was saying she didn't have it. And Mike Adenuga said, please go and collect that house. And that's where she was doing all that shouting and everything. And I was like,
yeah, but the real question is the house in her name?
I mean, why is she screaming and shouting if it isn't? And why are they collecting it?
Are they able to collect it if it's in her name?
That's the whole purpose of taking it, right? Because she's owing money and she's saying she doesn't have money, but that's an asset that is hers. So they're collecting it.
Okay, my dear. I've got nothing. All I can say is, you know, tidy yourself if you're a side chick. There's no need.
Side chick of 1 year self. You have to have something to show for it. Not 30 years. 1 year. If you're searching for 1 year.
You have nine designer shoe. But the other thing too is that, unfortunately too, sometimes men can be human beings in general. But in this case, are you sure it's not just a situation of a guy who's being petty, you know? And yeah, she should have protected herself.
What does guy being petty have to do with you've been side chick for 30 years and you have nothing
that's
to
what I'm
for
saying. Her. If she has been his side chick for 30 years and he's now determined that he must deprive her of every single thing that he gave her in the whole of their 30 years.
Well, how? How is it going to deprive her of everything for 30 years?
If he gave her the house. And is now taking it under the guise of she embezzled money. There may be other things that you just told me. You're the one that just told me that they gave back a whole lot of blah 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 of assets.
She stole money. That has nothing to do with her relationship with him. She stole money, and they asked her and her co-conspirators to return it. She's being charged with theft. That's why EFCC is involved. So that has nothing to do with what she has, her personal collection from her boyfriend.
I see. Okay. So they're two different stories. So the EFCC was not sent to her by Adenuga. It's not because he was charging her for something.
Why is this story confusing to you? Uh-huh. Mike Adenuga has a business. She worked for him. And she was also working for him. She's also, apparently from the video, she's alluding to the fact that she has been in a relationship with him for 30 years. That's what she alluded in the video. The news is that she stole from the company. I told you $300,000 she was supposed to deposit somewhere, made its way into her account. And she had some co-conspirators. All of them have returned a bulk or some part of the money. The rest of it, the lady's claiming she doesn't have money. Mike Adenuga said, but she has property. She has assets. Go and collect this house. And that's how we saw the video. That has nothing to do with her personal relationship with him. I'm saying, if you're a side chick for this man for 30 years, and the man is aware that you have this house and in payment for what you stole from EFCC is collecting this house, why are you shouting? You didn't a rich man. Tell him to collect the house. I have houses in my native land of Sierra Leone. I have property here. I have all these other bank accounts. Why? Because you are dating a multi-billionaire for 30 years. You shouldn't be doing all that nonsense for someone to record you. Tell him to take it.
She was probably just acting. So, you know, people always like to act up for the camera. I don't know what else to say. We have people that act all the time. So I hear you, but my point was, let's assume that she stole the 300,000. Adenuga has gotten back, you know, whatever, some portion of his money. If this is someone that you've been in a relationship with, quote unquote, for 30 years, and you cannot, he cannot forgive her, they must collect every single dime from her. I don't know. I don't get that.
You cannot mix business with pleasure. She stole from his company. She stole from his company, and it wasn't like it was just her. It wasn't like punishment. Like, oh, I asked you for $500 yesterday, and you didn't give me, so I took it out of the petty cash. It's not that kind of deal. She sat down with other co-conspirators. They built the business. That's different. So pay back the money. And that's what he's doing. He's collecting or whatever, using EFCC or whoever. What is EFCC? Financial crimes. What is
something?
The
financial crimes.
So that's when they went after her. That's different. That's different from, you know, I took money from your wallet.
Really, I didn't read a lot of the case. I don't have the particulars or the, you know, I just saw her acting. And in my mind, I'm like, you're a side chick for 30 years and you did not tidy. Well, no, that's no one's fault, you know.
You only have yourself to blame.
It's really no one's fault. Which is why I came up with let there be a side chick rules and regulations so that you understand what your role really is and how to protect yourself. Because if after 30 years this is it, too sad.
Honestly, too sad. I'm just like that's ridiculous.
Talking about people acting for the screen, did you see that what did they call it? That girl in the mall
in New Jersey. She jammed the wrong one. Nigerian or the Kaila. She jammed a Nigerian girl. And the girl was like, "Excuse you, you know." Me? I've never seen anything like that. And I think the more pathetic part of it was when the mall cops came or whoever it was came. They were acting as if, you know, it was her fault.
Right.
You know, I'm like, aside from the fact that she recorded this girl's behavior, the whole Victoria's Secret saw what this girl was doing. You know, it shouldn't have even
nobody
been a case of
a it should,
exactly, and it shouldn't talk. Have been. It's not even about help. So the girl looking is, at she's her in a store shop. And she's creating. She's being outrageous.
She's acting regardless of
who she's doing it to. She is in a store and she's acting up. Somebody, a manager or whatever, should have walked up to her and said, "I'm sorry, you have to leave. You have to leave."
They
Nobody
left her
did
alone.
Anything.
Yeah. She
Nobody
was convulsing on the floor. If that was a black person, better
no,
be sure
they would
that
have arrested
have
her. She would have had
leave.
She would have had handcuffs on her and
yeah,
acting, thrown out of the
you know, having epilepsy on the floor and you're not epileptic. I'm like, what's wrong with this girl?
She charged at her. She wanted to grab the phone. She was screaming, "Don't record me." Oh, then she now called the cops and said, "This girl is recording her." And what? And I was like, first of all, if you don't want to be recorded and somebody's recording you, you leave. You start walking away. Now, when that person starts following you, you're well within your rights to call the cops and say, "This person is harassing me." That was not the case. She was coming at the girl with the camera. She was coming at her, and she stayed there. And then here's the thing. When the cops now came, she was the one they were all trying to be so sweet to her. Meanwhile, the one who was attacked, the way they were telling her, move, move. Hey, what a life. What a life.
I was like, the girl is even, she's sharp. Yeah, I was like, eh. I don't even know if I would have whipped out my camera that quickly, because I was looking at the meltdown. I was like, what's wrong with this girl? What's wrong with this girl? You know? And then tomorrow you say that people need to be believed. Look at this fool. Yes, no. Because if she can do you understand what I'm saying? If there were no cameras there, that means she would have completely told a completely different story.
Yeah, because she's the one crying, and she's right. The one who is sad and hurt.
Exactly.
If there was zero camera, not one, you would have thought, oh, somebody poured hot water on her.
Or someone beat her, and that's why she was vibrating. Ha. Huh. I was like, this is just, it was all manners of wrong. I couldn't even.
That's what people don't understand. And that's why everybody, that's why the girl was like, she, what is this? Like, what's wrong with you? You know, there was another video I saw. I think this one, she's, I don't know. She's either she's either an Asian lady or she's Hawaiian. I'm not sure which country she's from or whatever. She was at the airport. I don't know if you saw this video. She was standing in line. And this woman was there talking to some other guy. And this girl started telling her that there's a seat over there, and there's a seat over there, and there's a seat over there. So the woman talking to the guy, both of them were black. And this lady was either Asian or Hawaiian. I couldn't quite tell what race she was, but she wasn't black or white. I don't think she was white either. But she kept telling the woman, there's a seat over there, there's a seat over there, sit down here. But the woman was getting upset. But that one made it a race thing. She got upset and she was like, well, why is it only me you're telling to sit down? She's like, because I'm in line. She's like, well, I'm not even in your line. I'm just standing over here having a conversation. Why won't you leave me alone? And she just immediately, and there's a seat over there. And after she did that 2 or 3 times, and I realized, oh, this girl is mentally, you know, retarded or something. Something is wrong with her. So in my mind, I was just watching the video. I wasn't even in the airport with them. And I could pick that up. And I was like, why you, woman? Why haven't you picked up that something's wrong with this girl? And you should ignore her. If anything, just walk away from her. Why are you fighting? You know, why are you there? Because you could hear the dialogue, and she kept saying, "Ooh, you know, I'm gonna." She was actually sounding as if she was gonna beat the girl up, or she's trying her or whatever. She should keep talking. The guy she was talking to was telling her, "Let's just continue our conversation." But the thing was really pissing her off because she thought the girl was talking to her because, you know, she was black. And she was trying to tell her to sit down somewhere else, and she can't come in her line and everything. I wish I had saved the video because it was the most ridiculous thing ever. She just kept saying there's this, oh, and there's a seat over there, and there's a seat over there, and there's a seat over there. But anyway, the way this one ended, because everyone saw it and thought it was outrageous, they called security, and then security escorted the girl away. And you could hear her as they were escorting her away.
There's a seat over here.
Yeah. So it was so funny because, and then someone walked up to the one black lady and said, I hope you don't mind. Just, could you just tell me what just happened? And that one immediately, because I'm black. So she was, oh, da, 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 da. Then the woman told her, oh no, that she even got into it with this guy over here. And the guy was white. She said that they were sitting down somewhere else, and this lady came. She got up to use the loom, and the guy was saving the seat for her. And when she wanted to sit down, she was like, oh, no, this seat is taken. And I think that's probably what triggered that whole there's a seat over there thing. And then that was it. She couldn't stop saying that. So I was like, wow. Yeah, exactly. I was like, this, I wanted to know. I wish there was some psychologist somewhere who could tell me what kind of ailment that was, because she couldn't get over it. That whole, no, you can't sit here because I'm saving the seat for somebody, or just caused a whole lot of some different reaction for her. And she couldn't get over it. She was just looking around the airport, counting empty seats. I'm pointing out.
That's a trigger.
Yeah. There's a seat over there. Oh, and there's a seat over there. And there's a seat over there. And every time she said it, the black chick was like, oh my God. And I was like, you're not even in her view. It's not about you. The girl is mental, you know? So that's another thing. I mean, how are we able to recognize mental illness? how are we able to know that, okay, this has gone from an issue that has anything to do with me to it just being that person's issue, and it's time to walk away now? You know what I mean? Why couldn't she pick up that something was wrong with the girl?
Yeah, I don't know, because the whole mental thing, the people who are walking around and they're just not really all there. And just one little thing will just trigger a situation, and you'll be like, oops.
But it's the ability to recognize that's what's going on. See, that lady couldn't recognize it. She was all consumed in her own, oh, this girl is trying to be racist towards me. And in my mind, it had nothing to do with racism. It even had nothing to do with her. Something triggered this in this girl, and the girl wasn't able to come down from whatever it was, you know? And that just occupied her. Now the girl's not going to be able to fly wherever she was going to, because, you know, security has collected. The black girl kept saying, you know, I'm in fear for my life or whatever. I don't know what she was saying. She keeps talking at me. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No, the girl wasn't talking at you. She was just counting empty seats. Oh my goodness. I saw it and I was like, wow, this is clear manifestation of madness. Anyway, it's the world is funny.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, well.
Thank you for joining us.
Leave us a 59-second voice note by clicking on the message button.
Comment, like, share, search for Tea with Mrs. S on the internet.
And if you like what you hear, subscribe by clicking on the support button.